When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Stacey and Megan with another What We Are Cooking and Eating Now episode.
In this series, we each share three meals we've recently cooked for our families. Plus, we share the recipe links in our free community so that you can turn these six ideas into a meal plan for next week or find other meal ideas in our weekly meal planning threads in our listeners' boards.
You can find out more about joining our message boards. Oh, our listeners boards is what you call them. Megan, we got to get better at being consistent about what we call these things. Our listeners boards and getting access to the document that has all of these recipes, as well as the Didn't I Just Feed You recipe archive by visiting didn'tijustfeedyou.com/community.
Ooh, I can tell it's been a few weeks since we've been
on recording. It has. We're just coming back from spring break.
So yes, you are just coming back from spring break. And now that you're back, what have you been cooking this week?
Yeah, I just came back and you were gone for a week before me. So this really, like, we really are just getting back into the swing of it.
Really, it's been 3 weeks since we've been mic together. You did a What We're Cooking and Eating Now with Artie Shapiro, which was so fun to listen to and had so many great ideas in it. But now are you like, oop, I got a What We're Cooking,
got back
from the airport.
And I can't wait to hear what you've been cooking and eating. But let's talk about my menu, because it's been keeping it simple as we just rebound from 2 weeks of travel. First thing I made was Indian butter tofu.
Okay.
Because it had been on my meal plan before spring break. I didn't get to it. And I ended up right before spring break. I think I actually shared this on our social. You guys, if you don't follow us on Instagram, we are at Didn't I Just Feed You. And I think I showed myself throwing a whole bunch of stuff into the freezer.
Yes, like, I remember.
I didn't use it.
You're like, panic.
Yeah, exactly.
Freeze the spinach.
Yes. So tofu can work. It just was able to sit in my fridge. And then the first time I had to make a meal, it was there waiting for me. And the recipe doesn't really call for much more. Baby spinach is really easy to get. I just ran to the corner store because the groceries weren't here quite yet. I had some roti in the freezer. And then it's a bunch of spices and canned coconut milk. It's a recipe from the New York Times. The link will be on the doc that we share on our listeners' boards, so you can get to it. It was good.
It was fine. Always alludes to the fact it was edible. Everyone ate it, but there were opinions about.
There were opinions. Listen, here's the thing is what I realized about tofu. I was excited to cook tofu in this way where you cube it up and then you basically simmer it in the sauce. My kids do not appreciate that. Like, if the tofu isn't fried, if it isn't crispy, if it isn't, like, gooey coated. I do a sticky peanut tofu dish that they love from Minimalist Baker. That link is on the document a million times over because it's always on my meal plan.
We should link to it again because we actually have a new doc for 2024 versus 2023.
Anyway, this is just literally, you're not even marinating the tofu ahead of time and then simmering it. And it's like a thick, like butter, Indian butter sauce, like think butter chicken. So there's something about the sauce that stains the tofu, but doesn't really soak in, even though you simmer it for a little while. And the whole point is that it is also a quick and easy, fast recipe. So maybe if I simmered it longer, the tofu would have had more flavor. The result reminds me a little bit more of paneer, just like hunks of cheese, like a simple like farmer's cheese, which is what paneer reminds me of. But I'm used to eating sog paneer, which is then also like a bunch of spinach that's been spiced. So even though it has the consistency of a sauce, it feels like there's more to it. This is literally just like a butter sauce and then
tofu.
Cubes of tofu. So my kids were not down.
Well,
That's not exactly true because they ate it. It wasn't the kind of not down where they're like, no, we're not eating this. But they ate it and pretty much complained.
You also shared offhandedly when we were on a call earlier this week that this trip where you guys were all over the West Coast was one of the best as far as eating too. So is there something there where it's like you guys just ate so well and had so many great meals out and then to come home and your mom's like, here's tofu and sauce. They were just, sorry, doesn't compute. Sorry. Are you supposed to be inspired from traveling and eating together?
I feel so called out, even though I know you're not calling me out, but yeah, okay, yeah, I guess that hadn't occurred to me.
Sorry, not sorry.
Okay.
Just keeping it real.
So yeah, I'm going to link to the recipe. I think it's a good recipe. If your family really loves tofu in all different ways and they aren't picky about it, like, I think it's great. It was a really nice, simple butter sauce. You know, it all comes together in one pot. You also are going to use your blender. I could have used a hand blender, but I really wanted a nice smooth sauce. I wanted the sauce to be top notch, knowing that it was just going to be tofu and that the kids were going to be weird. So like, I think it's a worthwhile recipe and you don't have to press the tofu ahead of time. So it really is quick and easy. I also served it just with bread. And I feel like with my guys, you know, three guys, 5'11 and up, even if they got full off of it, because there was a lot of bread slathered with butter, I thought it was delicious. But I do feel like maybe rice and bread, which is just not something I default to because that feels like too much for me, would have been better too.
And also what you're saying about the sag paneer and having some more substance within the sauce too, you could easily have like added a can of chickpeas or a can of tomatoes and given a little more variety to what was in the butter sauce too. So it sounds like a solid recipe and you would just make adjustments next time.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Also very easy, sesame noodles.
Yes.
So when we were traveling the West Coast, we went from Seattle down to LA. We were doing college tours and I felt like we stopped in San Francisco. We stopped right outside of San Francisco, like in the Palo Alto area, Seattle, LA, lots of, I think of the West Coast of having lots of like Thai, Vietnamese, Korean, Mexican food. That I can't say I can't get in New York, but like when I go to those places, those are the different cuisines that I crave. And I swear my phone listens to me because we talk about certain things and then all of a sudden on TikTok, like all of the recipes I'm being served are Korean recipes after we went to a Korean restaurant. I'm like, that's weird. Anyway, we must have been talking about noodles at one point and I started getting all these recipes for sesame noodles and I was like, I haven't made sesame noodles in so long. And it's a great recipe for when you first get back or a really busy week. I found a TikTok by Derek Chen, who is a creator with 650,000 followers. Really delicious. Pad krapao, oyakodon. He has Hawaiian garlic shrimp. Great, really mouth-watering recipe shares. I had never heard of him before, but I found him, made his sesame noodles, really liked it. Wheat noodles. And then the recipe just calls for, I'm going to admit, I got really excited because also remember I'm on the West Coast and I'm eating some like delicious Thai food. I'm eating delicious Korean food. I talk about MSG. I don't avoid it. I eat it in restaurants, but I haven't actually purchased MSG for home.
Okay.
Have you?
No, but it's on my list because my friend Amy Williams, who makes the rainbow mugs that we both have.
Yeah.
She loves, I think it's a Bon Appetit recipe for like popcorn seasoning. Mm-hmm. And it has MSG in it. And I'm always like, oh, I should make Amy's popcorn seasoning.
Yeah. You know, the last few days of vacation, I don't know if you do this. I also showed this on social media. I was doing some meal planning and some basic grocery shopping like on the plane. I also did an Amazon order. And I got myself some MSG, and I'm really excited about it.
Can I ask maybe a dumb question. Is a brand matter of MSG? Like, are there better brands than other brands?
That's a great question. Because I was on vacation and on the go, I was like, I'm not going to look into it.
Like
I just got like
put in cart.
Totally. Okay. Bestseller and a smaller container because there were a lot of like big packages. But I'll experiment with it more. And like maybe it's something that we should cover. I'm really excited. I used it in this recipe because Derek calls for it, and I was so excited to use it. I also had sesame paste, different than tahini. Last year, I purchased sesame paste from the Asian food market, a Japanese brand, because I was really into making that Japanese spinach salad that calls for a lot of ground sesame and sesame paste after I came home from Japan.
Okay.
So I already had that on hand. And I replenished my black vinegar, which is something that I do like to have in the pantry. So I got some of that as well. So it might feel like specialty ingredients to some home cooks. For other home cooks, these are things that are pretty easily on hand. But sesame paste, peanut butter, soy sauce, black vinegar, sesame oil, a little sugar, a little grated garlic, a little grated ginger, salt, MSG, and chili crisp or chili oil. And you literally just whisk it all together with a little bit of the cooking water when you cook your wheat noodles to pull it all together and make it the right consistency. And then I just tossed that with the wheat noodles and julienne some carrots. That was it. Oh, I think I had some like crushed peanuts because I have peanuts in my pantry and peanuts actually don't move easily unless I use them as garnish.
Okay. Once again, you served your dudes a meatless meal. And what was the reception?
This they like. Okay. I made 2 pounds of noodles. Okay. They love sesame noodles. They love any kind of Asian noodle. They love Chinese food. So they were psyched about this. They love this. And they were psyched that there were only cucumbers.
Okay. I'm adding the MSG and the sesame paste. Mostly because I'm interested in baking with the sesame paste. And it reminds me, this is not adjacent, but for some reason I'm like, oh yeah, I really need to make Eric Kim's gochujang caramel cookies.
Yeah.
So I should fill up my cart with a few more things and make sure I can do that. I do have gochujang already, but okay, moving on.
Before we move on, I have a dumb question that I realized when I was like, oh, great, I have sesame paste at home because I was doing this Amazon order, which is sometimes where I get specialty ingredients when I don't have time to go make a run to a specialty food store or a food store that caters to a particular cuisine. And I was like, are tahini and Asian sesame paste the same? They must be.
Are they?
I feel like they must be.
We're going
But
to
I was
Google.
Just like, okay. I was like, I have the Japanese sesame paste at home, so that will work for this recipe. But then I was like, that's so silly. Like, I know tahini might be more readily available to some home cooks. And I'd love to be able to say, use your tahini, not just in your Middle Eastern recipes, also use them for your Asian recipes that call for sesame paste.
Okay, listen, not the same. Savour is saying that they're both made from white sesame seeds, yep, but usually they're either lightly toasted or untoasted in tahini. And by comparison, sesame paste, Japanese sesame paste, is always toasted. And so it has a more assertive and aromatic flavor and then a thicker texture as well.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to say. And obviously, y'all, I'm not an expert on sesame paste. I just revealed that. I'm going to say, though, especially thinking about the fact that we know our audience based on our recent Q&A episode where somebody asked, you know, how do I introduce my kid to new flavors without breaking the bank or spending all my time running around all these specialty shops and ordering all these different ingredients? I'll say, like, if you have tahini, because that's something that already fits in your pantry, or perhaps the other way around, you already have Asian sesame paste, I bet that you could just substitute them for each other. I would say, based on what Megan just shared, the quick research that she just did, if you're using tahini in an Asian recipe, like my initial instinct is, you know, taste it and be ready to use some sesame oil too, because sesame oil, Asian sesame oil, is from toasted sesame seeds, and you'll get some of that depth of flavor and some of that like toastier, nuttier flavor. And then if you're going in the reverse where you have an Asian sesame paste that you want to use as tahini, maybe go a little lighter, use a little less and see if you can create some balance, because you're going to get a stronger, deeper sesame flavor from an Asian sesame paste versus a tahini.
Okay.
Okay.
Last recipe.
Last recipe. I'm a little bit of a tease. Came back, had to hit the ground running. Yes. Wasn't working for 2 weeks, so I had to work. And we are working on a one pot pan dinner ebook for you guys that it looks like it's we're going to be able to hit publish on that and put it out for sale for you guys really soon, like within the week of this first publishing. So I had to do some recipe testing, and one of the recipes that we are looking to put in the ebook is French onion chicken and gnocchi. So I developed the recipe, and the upshot is you're going to quick caramelize onions. So we're going to help you figure out how to shortcut that process, because to properly caramelize onions, you have to let them cook for a really long time. But we have a little handy shortcut. Some herbs, some broth, some heavy cream, nice chicken cutlets that have been seasoned and browned, and then gnocchi, and you make like a really nice creamy French onion sauce all in one pan. Your gnocchi, your chicken, your onions. We're really excited about the recipe, and we'll be able to share that one pretty soon.
This is when I hate that we live far apart, because I've been baking so much sourdough bread recently, and I'm like, I want to take the sauce from that chicken and just put it on top of a piece of toasted sourdough bread. So bad right now.
It's a good one. And the whole ebook is going to be great. Like, it's all about just maximizing flavor in one pan, pot, or sheet pan so that it's quick, it's easy, it's minimal, cleanup, and a delicious dinner.
Yes.
And I just served that with some green beans, which I microwave steamed because I was really, we're not just testing the actual recipe, we're testing the concept. Like, how fast does this go? Can you make a really well-rounded meal without dirtying something else? So in the spirit of the ebook being as helpful as possible, I just microwave steamed green beans, which is something I'm doing all the time, tossed with a little olive oil, salt, and pepper.
And there is in the back of the ebook a little one sheet of our favorite like quick microwave veggie sides, because sometimes you do just need one more thing that's outside of that one pan to make it feel more complete or to add a little variety. So we promise it'll be quick, and we will only dirty one more dish that maybe you could even use to put leftovers in.
I was going to say, make it a dish that you can store. Like, if all the veggies don't get eaten, you can store the leftovers in them or pop it in the microwave. But it's not like another big dish or pot that you have to hand clean.
It is another reason why I love the any day microwave dishes, because I'll microwave steam broccoli in those. And then when dinner's done, I will put the leftovers in it. Like, I'm not cleaning that twice. There's no way.
Once upon a time, the Greek myths helped us understand the world and our place within it. They still do.
Zeus, we have finished your weapons.
Thunderbolts, just as I saw in my vision.
Whoa, that almost hit me.
Need to improve my aim.
To not hit me, right?
Live from Mount Olympus spins these ancient tales for today's tweens and their grown-ups.
Zeus, king of the gods, command that you listen to Live from Mount Olympus wherever you get your podcasts.
Stacy, I don't know about you, but I've been in a major spring cleaning mode, including purging and organizing my closet. I'm putting away winter sweaters and donating things that don't work for me anymore. But I'm so excited to be pulling out some of my favorite items from Quince to put back into rotation.
Totally. I love the pieces that I bought from Quince last year, too. And neither of us should really be surprised. We love Quince for their quality. And by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Which means I can actually add some pieces back to my closet after my spring clear out. I love the linen pants and top I got last season so much, but my next purchase is one of Quince's gorgeous 100% washable silk skirts.
Oh, that's so pretty. And the best part, all Quince items from silk to 14 karat gold are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's why I snagged my favorite oversized cashmere boyfriend cardigan from Quince instead of any other brand.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/DIJFY for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. This episode of Didn't I Just Feed You is sponsored by By Heart. Longtime listeners know that Stacy and I both struggled with infant feeding stages with all our kids. Breastfeeding was hard, and choosing a formula was, well, also hard. We're thrilled to be working with By Heart, an infant nutrition company on a mission to make the best formula in the world. Not only is By Heart an easy-to-digest formula, their formula is also clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus leading infant formula. By Heart has their own patented protein blend that includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, just like an early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code DIJFY for a limited time. That's byheart.com/podcast and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Additional terms and conditions apply. We know you're seeing all the Mother's Day gift guides everywhere. And while we usually do some Didn't I Just Feed You version, this year we have the one perfect Mother's Day gift that works for everyone, even our last minute shoppers, MyLifeInABook.com.
MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns the life stories of people you love into a beautiful book. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your gift recipient a question via email. These can be pre-written questions that they provide, or you can customize the questions the way that I did for my mom. Your recipient can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
I'm really excited to be creating a book with my own mom this year, and I can't wait to hear some of her childhood memories, what it was really like raising three kids as a single mother, and how she's enjoyed becoming a grandmother, too.
And when the book is done, you'll have a beautiful keepsake for her and for you, too. You can even choose to have an audiobook created from the recordings. It's easy to sign up, and the process is automated, so you don't have to worry about missing a week.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code DIJFY at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code DIJFY for 10% off today.
That's our week back. What about you? You've been back for a little while.
I've been back for 2 weeks. I've really been, one, manning the ship alone at Didn't I Just Feed You, which is maybe why you felt the pressure to get started on your recipes this week.
That's okay. It was good. It was good.
And good. Two, I've been solo parenting. Brian has been, we came back from our spring break and Brian immediately turned around the next day and went on a 2 week run of being on travel jobs. So I, you know, it's always this rub between I could probably serve my kids grilled cheeses, quesadillas.
Yeah, you could.
Cereal every night and they would be fine with that. But also I don't want to eat that every night. So I've been in a little bit of a salad era.
Nice. Which, I'm excited.
This is very funny talking about how like you think your phone is listening or you're influenced by the internet. My friend Shawanda, who's been a guest for What We're Cooking and Eating Now in the past, and she has a food blog called Eat, Drink, Frolic. She shared that she was making hamburger salads. And I was like, that sounds so good and looks so good. And then I was like, wait a minute. Why does that feel familiar? Oh, it's because we have a Didn't I Just Feed You recipe for cheeseburger salad.
I was gonna say.
So I cooked our own recipe from the archive. And a nice thing about it is it does require a little bit of work, not more than making meatballs. It's less than making meatballs, but you're making like little patties and then putting cheese on them. And we call for from frozen fries. So you cook those in the oven while you're cooking the burger patties on the stovetop. But a really nice thing is that I'm able to make myself like a full salad. And the kids are able to have basically mini sliders if you buy Hawaiian rolls or even if you wanted to put them on English muffins. And then They have fries and they also have a little green salad. And it felt like the perfect place to be like, oh, we're eating a little bit more salad these days. And both kids devoured it. It was such a win. And the dressing is like a burger sauce, which Ella, my fast food loving 12-year-old, was like, this is so good as a salad dressing. She was so excited about it. I was like, win, win, win.
I need to make it again. I haven't made it in ages.
There's something about it that's hitting for me.
Love it. I love it.
We'll fully admit we did it twice in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, stick with what works.
Nothing wrong with that. And then in the same vein, because I already had a lot of salad ingredients purchased that needed to be eaten up, I also reverted back to nugget salad. We did I mentioned this in an episode about empties that was for our subscribers in March, that I've been loving the Costco version of the bear chicken nuggets and keeping those on hand, honestly, mostly for my own lunches. Like, I'll throw them in the air fryer and then make a salad. But one night it just worked out perfectly to do that for dinner. And everybody had, I made a little plate of toppings and everyone built their own salad and everyone had their choice of dressings. And that seemed to work really well for my kids. Again, Brian was gone, so it was just the three of us. But when three out of three of us eat it, I consider that a huge win.
Totally. Love it.
Okay. Then lastly, I actually made this since Brian's been back this week. I did a Trader Joe's run and grabbed some of the carne asada, you know, like the pre-marinated, it's basically hanger steak in there, right? And because I didn't really have a plan for cooking it, I leaned on the sheet pan fajita recipe that we have in the Didn't I Just Feed You recipe archive. And instead of like throwing the chicken piece, because it's a chicken recipe, it's from Winner Winner Chicken Dinner, actually, your book. Instead of throwing the chicken or the protein, the beef, on with the veggies, I let the veggies roast for a little while and then added the carne asada.
Yeah.
And did a little partial roast, partial broil to get that nice char that's so good on carne asada.
Yeah.
And we just had that with seasoned black beans and tortillas. And it was such a hit.
I haven't tried the Trader Joe's pre-seasoned carne asada.
Wait, really? Why did it? In my mind, I was like, oh, Stacy buys this all the time.
I've never purchased a pre-marinated Trader Joe's meat.
Where did I get that from? We'll never know. I don't know. Okay.
Is it good?
I thought it was very delicious. I was worried that it was going to be spicy. I was like reading the ingredient list and seeing that there was like asada seasoning and that cayenne pepper was like a primary ingredient in it. It honestly was not spicy enough.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And it definitely needed a hit of like fresh squeezed lime at the end.
Yeah.
So it does kind of make me wonder if we could create a steak fajita recipe for sheet pan that could go in the ebook we're working on.
Ooh, I like it.
Just an idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Into it.
I'm so glad to be back with you.
I know. And look, we're feeding our families, even solo parenting, even manning the ship alone, womaning the ship alone. And even just coming back, like it's a lot, but they need to eat.
Kids,
they keep needing to eat. They keep needing to eat. It just doesn't end.
Listen, if you feel like your kids just are always eating, besides being here and listening to Didn't I Just Feed You, our listeners boards are an incredible place to get ideas, have some camaraderie. It's also where you can find the recipes that we've talked about in this episode. Just visit didn'tijustfeedyou.com/community and look for the listeners boards. Join for free. We only take your email. We never share that with anyone. We would love to have you there.
You can also follow us on Instagram. We are at Didn't I Just Feed You. You heard it here. Like, we're sharing stuff there. It's like little outtakes and you can see behind the scenes. It's really fun. So follow us. A huge thank you to our producer, Samantha Gatzik. I am Stacy.
And I'm Megan. Stay sane and well-fed, friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.